engineers out of yuppies.
And not to New York broker Max Kaiser.
But the idea of a yuppie, you know, money without stopping, that's not the case anymore. And I'm personally glad to see it. I'm sick of yuppies. No more yuppie chow, no more yuppie magazines, no more yuppie clubs, no more yuppies. Great. That's the only thing we accomplished, if anything. We got rid of the yuppies, and I'm happy about it.
For lots of fast-living young people, Monday's stock market jolt was like a sudden heart attack. A heart attack, they say, is nature's way of telling you to slow down. Charles Osgood, CBS News, New York.
All right, we got Kaiser for the rest of the hour. We're going to do an Ask Chrissy later. Joseph Ferris coming up. It's a huge laundry list of incredible guests. I promise we're going to get to Jim in Illinois listening on 1530 AM, WCKG and others. Josh and Jeff and Mike and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But what did happen in the 87 crash? And boy, that foretelling thing of the guy from the Depression saying people wouldn't be able to deal with what we dealt with. Now things are 20 or 30 times worse, like you said. What will it be like if there is a total collapse? I mean, it'll just be, I can't imagine what it'll be like with all these modern super wimpies. They're not even yuppies. They're super trendy wimpies.
Yeah, since the 87 crash, there's been wave after wave of deregulation to make subsequent crashes worse. We had the dot-com crash, which was worse in 2000. You had the subprime bubble and crash, which was huge. Now we're heading into the mother and father and cousins and uncles, the biggest crash of all, because the brokers on Wall Street and in the City of London believe that they can technologically hedge themselves against this risk. The exact same thing that led to the crash in 87, that you could put on multi-million dollar trades but be hedged, that you knew what the risk was and it was quantifiable. They've made this mistake every 5 or 6 years, and the crashes get bigger and bigger. Now they've done the same thing with the global currency market, which is a $4 trillion per day market. And when this blows up, as it will between now and April, then you're talking about global currency collapse, and you're talking about, of course, gold and silver trading up to, again, keep continuing to trade up at all-time highs against every major paper currency in the world.
By the way, they are having more U.S. envoys and front people killed at embassies around the world. Security chief dies in Beirut blast, live updates, and they're saying Assad's behind it. I want to talk some about that proxy war against the Syrians and the Russians with al-Qaeda on the side of the West. I mean, it's just... it's very bold to know the media will never point them. I mean, they point it out, but people don't even know what they're reading. We're going to be getting to that. But just briefly, because we're going to come back and take calls, Max, for a while. How crazy does it have to get? I mean, now al-Qaeda publicly works for the West?
Well, I was at the House of Commons yesterday, and I had lunch with George Galloway, who is now back in government here in the U.K. And we're planning a trip to Beirut. Remember, I talked to you from Beirut once before. We did a few shows from Beirut, Lebanon, and we're planning a trip to go back. Clearly, there's a lot of action there again, and we want to get a front row seat and do a little trip over there, so hopefully we can do another live show from Beirut to the InfoWars audience.
Absolutely, Max. I mean, I tell you, again, I just keep saying I'm pinching myself because it's all coming true. We've been totally right. It's getting worse by the minute. It's getting more and more insane. And I've got this feeling we ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, it's all economic and finance, and the progression of the conquest of the economy by Wall Street and the City of London has continued uninterrupted for 30 years, and it's gained speed during Clinton. You know, he got rid of Glass-Steagall. He brought about the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, which made derivatives trading legal. Before that, they were considered gambling and illegal. And under Clinton and then Obama, we've had just more deregulation and more escalation of these global fraudsters who can have us by the throat. Remember back in 2008 when Hank Paulson wanted to give his buddies at Goldman Sachs a multi-billion dollar bonus? He took the senators back to the back room and threatened martial law. The next day, they gave him $750 billion. So they learned that all you need to do is crash the market a bit of a flash crash, do a 1987-style crash. Natural gas was down 8% in 5 minutes.
Stay there. We're going to finish up with that and go to calls. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Max Kaiser is our guest, and we are in the middle of this 48-hour transmission. It started yesterday at 11 a.m., runs until Saturday at 11 a.m., and if your local AM and FM, you know, doesn't obviously can't carry the whole 24 hours, you can all go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and there's free audio and video streams there. And the power of you, the people, we, the people, emailing, Facebooking, Twittering, sending out that link to everyone and you know, telling them who's here. It's either Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, George Norrie. In fact, I have a whole list here. If you go to the site, you can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and see who is coming up. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment and get more on the engineer deterioration and also what's happening geopolitically. Embassies all over the world and military bases that are pro-globalist are being bombed in counterstrikes. And I think there may be something, and people are like, well, who is it? Tarpley says that the Mormon mafia probably killed the ambassador. And, you know, this, and then you had Mr. Hagelin on from the Northeast Intelligence Network, and he says it's the Russians. Well, there's a lot of evidence pointing towards that. That's why you don't see it in the news. And then there's more of these bombings and more head of securities and embassies being killed. You notice you're not seeing a big news item out of it. In fact, will you guys give me that? I just printed and there. Thank you. And there is a proxy war against the Russians. Russian troops are dying. A Russian general has died. There's Russian Spetsnaz Army and Marine troops. Spetsnaz just means Special Forces. Let me just get to this now, then I promise I'm going to your calls. Jim is first, then Josh, Jeff, Hillbilly, Mike, and others. But Max, this whole proxy war that is going on and raging all over the place, and this latest bombing in Lebanon, that I'll just put on screen right here. I've actually just got it here up on my screen, so I can just pull that up for viewers myself. Where do you see this whole thing going, Max, the craziness in Syria?
Well, you know, it all goes back to Israeli-Palestine conflict. And Moscow apparently just came out with a statement saying they're going to get more active in defending the Palestinians against incursion from the occupying forces of Israel. So that's an interesting development, because now Russia is stepping up into the very hot issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. You know, the Palestinians have very few friends. Very few people, even in the Muslim world, support the Palestinians. Certainly not the Sunnis over there in Saudi Arabia. They're in bed with the Americans and the British. The Shia Muslims, of course, offer some support, but they're fighting a war against the troika of Israel, Britain, and Israel. So they're in a hot war. So now Russia is stepping in. So this is very, very interesting. I guess since America is sending three huge battleships to sit off the coast of Iran, Russia figures, you know, why not? We're just going to make a scramble over here and make some friends in this community where we can secure some additional oil and gas reserves and let America blow itself up. They allowed America to enter Afghanistan to get blown up, you know, stuck in the Afghanistani territories, and Russia knows all about that. They are America, come on into Afghanistan, get sunk in a quagmire for 20 years. Now they're going to let them get stuck in this Iranian conflict. So Russia's playing chess, and America's playing checkers.
But it's more than that. The global megabanks want to bankrupt America, want to demoralize our military, and they're getting hundreds of billions, $500 billion a year conservatively. Even the IMF admits that of smack, heroin, you know, stuff they mainline to ship it in so our sons and daughters can use it and then be put in private prisons owned by megabanks that launder the drug money and run the aircraft on record. So, I mean, it's all there. So, you know, we think of it as, oh, America's doing something dumb. Well, no, it's not. America is there to be running into the ground like everybody else because these bankers are preying on everyone. I mean, isn't that really what's happening in the final equation?
The U.S. has the reserve currency, which insulates them, as we discussed before. That's why I'm saying that the biggest shock collapse of a country is going to be Britain. That's why I'm here, to document the collapse of Britain into Greece-like anarchy, because this economy is getting set to crash spectacularly. The Prime Minister is isolating himself from the European Union, and he's got no friends when he really turns around and relies on Israel and America as friends. That's a joke. That's like having Genghis Khan and Jack the Ripper as your friend. So they're really setting themselves up for a tremendous collapse here. We want to be front row and center covered for, you know, the Kaiser Report.
Oh, how sweet. Bomb hits Beirut, live updates, London Guardian. Saeed Harari, the son of Rafiq Harari, the former prime minister who was assassinated by a bomb in Beirut in 2005, has accused Syrian President Bashar Assad of orchestrating the killing today of the head of security there. And there's more and more of these heads of security getting killed. And the word is the Ruskies. And I think there's something to this. I'm not saying this is what people are like, well, which is it, Alex? You said this, you said that. Well, I mean, we don't know. We're trying to figure it out. All these people that know exactly what it is, you know, and, you know, one day into it have all the answers is pure baloney. We normally learn things in hindsight, which most people don't even care to know where Syria is or Lebanon is. It's just north of Israel. But this is a huge proxy war, and it's getting crazier by the minute. Let's go to Jim in Illinois. You're on the air with Max Kaiser. You're a 1530 AM listener in Chicago, WCKG. Go ahead, Jim.
Alex and Max, dynamic duo. Good to hear your voice. Quick question for Max. You talked about it, Alex. We all know in our gut there's definitely something coming down the pipe. We don't know what and when. Economically, Max, what do we do to be prepared for this that's about to come? And quickly, Alex, after he answers, could you shift me back to your studio? Because studio guys, I'd like to direct them to a website. But that's the question, Max. What do we do to prepare?
Go ahead.
I mean, it's something that's different than what we've been saying for 5 years, Alex. I mean, do we have to say the same thing over and over again?
Answer to solution.
Chicago. But, you know, it's obviously in a paper money collapse. Only keep money in the bank. Only keep money in paper money that you're happy to lose. Okay? That should be your guide. If you have money in the bank or you have money in paper money, dollars or euros, only keep money in paper that you're happy to lose. Because you're going to lose it. Okay? The only real money going forward is gold and silver. So that'll be your money. That's your wealth. If you don't have any gold and silver, you don't have any money. It's as simple as that. And we're going back to the gold and silver as it's been the case for 5,000 years. We've always been on a gold standard.
Well, the elites are all now piling in and buying gold while bad-mouthing it out of the other side of their mouth.
Of course. Well, that's right. It goes through three stages. First, nobody wants gold and silver. Then the contrarians start to buy, like Ted Anderson, you know, back when it was $250, $300 an ounce. He started to buy gold and talk about it on your show. Then the second stage is the so-called smart money. This would be the George Soros. This would be the John Paulson, not to be confused with Hank Paulson. Other hedge fund managers, even PIMCO, which is a huge bond manager, they start buying big positions in these metals. The third stage is when the public enters the market and there's a panic buying stampede. That's when you see that manic burst like you saw in the 79-80 phase, right, where you saw gold trade to $700, $800 an ounce, but this time we're talking about gold topping out at $10,000 an ounce.
Absolutely. Well said. You're absolutely right about that. And don't be mean to Jim. We have a lot of new listeners. That is a new affiliate just the last few weeks there in Chicago. They say, what do we do? I mean, they probably have an idea too, Max. They just want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, great. Well, it's axiomatic that if you have a banking system that has $800 trillion in claims, that's the global derivatives market, on a total base money supply around the world, not even 1/100 that amount, you're heading for a rebalancing of gold and silver at $10,000 an ounce and $500 an ounce, respectively. And by the way, on your show the other day, you said I was wrong about silver trading to $500 an ounce. Let me make the record clear. I said that before this bull market is over, silver will trade at $500 an ounce. This bull market is not over. We have 5, 6, 7 years left on this market. We will see that $500 an ounce.
Well, Max,
furthermore,
Furthermore. Be quiet. I can just turn him down. This is entertaining. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I said if your listeners, the people around the world, were each to buy 1 ounce or 2 ounces, you need 100 million people, which is easily doable around the world, people being victimized by these banking charlatans, you could get to that $500 an ounce whenever you wanted to get to $500 an ounce. It's because they're lazy and don't do anything. Then we have silver stuck at 34. Go buy one.
Hey, Max, I was not
sick of it. I'm sick of their
put
wages.
Him on hold. Put him,
I'm sick of their
stop it, Max.
There.
All right, getting back to what I was going to say. Yeah, fade you down for just a minute there. If I remember your prediction, you were saying in sooner than what's happened, $500 an ounce. And I was saying, Max is a smart guy. Most of what he said has happened. I hope he's wrong about this total collapse by April. And I said, you know, you haven't been 100% right. And that I don't have a heart attack over that. Go ahead, Max.
I don't think what your show is listened to very, very closely by people on my side. We dissect your show line by line, word by word, Alex, because we do the work necessary to keep abreast of the global trends, and we need to know exactly what you're saying because that's what we do. Okay, we're tracking you very closely, Alex. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you know you can't say a word on the air or tweet without going through a direct compilation of data and information that I personally oversee.
Okay, Lord Kaiser, I'm being watched. Seriously though, the good news is medical discovery. Transfusions of your blood appear to rejuvenate the elderly. Well, the Queen Mother was getting blood transfusions forever. Remember, Al Gore has a little refrigerator of blood.
Let me tell you something. Candy corn does the same thing.
All right, let's not degenerate yet. I hope that answered your question, sir, in Chicago. That was a great question. Thank you. Josh, Jeff, Hillbilly, Mike. Mike's actually earlier than some of the other callers. We're going to get to your call straight ahead with Max Kaiser. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Every day.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
This is a song about a TSA agent.
You didn't give no lip to Big John.
And nobody said much. He'd drag your wife off in a private room or... Big John. Big bad TSA pervert. All right, let's go back to Max Kaiser. You guys laughing at that or not?
Drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much.
Kind of quiet and shy. We're going to go back to Max Kaiser and your calls quicker here, but this is at Alternet. They always announce old things like they're new. Like, up next, humans breathe oxygen. Amazing medical discovery. Transfusions of young blood appear to rejuvenate the elderly. I mean, that's been one of the biggest things they've done for 50, 60 years. They've known that. People with cancer, you name it. I guess they don't want you knowing any real treatments, but the rich people all get that. And now they've been doing transfusions on gray-whiskered mice. And, looks like vampire movies are on to something so far. Really? Well, the stomach doesn't digest blood well, but there's mentally ill people that like it. But healthy blood, if it's not diseased with something of your blood type, if your cells are old and you're breaking down, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. It says human history altering newsflash. Talk about sensational when it's not warranted. Scientists have demonstrated that injections of youthful blood carry semi-magical rejuvenating qualities, at least for gray-whiskered mice. The researchers believe that the same might hold true for humans, suggesting disease like Alzheimer's. It goes on. That's like saying, it's semi-magical. He got a heart transplant. Now he can walk. It's semi-magical. Max Kaiser, what do you say to this? Perhaps we should have a new tax where we have to, slit our throats and bleed directly into bankers' mouths. That might actually become something new, where the TSA has to chop your head off and drink your blood to make sure you're not bad.
They're more effective than the transfusions, young blood, is fecal transplants. This is actually documented. You can look it up. Do a Google search right now. If you have an enema with somebody else's fecal matter, then the germs and the colony from the transplanted fecal matter actually give you greater immune. It boosts your immune system. Look up fecal transplant on Google.
Where do you come up with this?
Come up with it. Go look for it. Go look for it. I told you. This is better than the blood transfusion.
I'm afraid to even search that.
Search that. Well, your listeners aren't afraid like you, you big scaredy cat.
All right, knock it off, Kaiser. Let's talk to Josh in Georgia. You're on the air. I'm sorry, folks. Josh in Georgia.
Look it up.
Okay. Josh in Georgia, go ahead. You're on the air with a madman.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I've been a fan since a few years ago. I watched Waking Life and loved every minute of it, especially your little segment in there.
By the way, I've got to say, he's right. New York Daily News, fecal transplant sounds gross but saves lives. What the
hell? It's all true for me. You know, and why don't you tell people that in that movie, Waking Life, Alex, I did your voiceover for that. I played you in that movie. That was my voice playing Alex Jones. Why don't you tell the truth?
I didn't know that, but I believe you. Be serious. The fecal transplant thing's real. This is not morning radio. It's me in Waking Life.
You're right. I was just testing you. I wanted to see if you recognize even yourself. But there you are, in the movie, Bigger Than Life. And you're not getting a fecal transplant, but you're talking about it because it's healthy.
Okay. Please, sir, stop. Let's go to Josh. Josh,
make sure it goes in the right end, Alex. A lot of people.
That's enough. We have a family. Go ahead, Josh.
Like the vine from that movie, Polyester.
I don't know the movie. Go ahead, Josh. You have a question for
Alex? Yes. I've got a question for. Well, you can both chime in here. It pretty much boils down to where do we draw the line? Police brutality on the rise. TSA. The Second Amendment on the line of getting cut out. The First Amendment, you know, these free speech zones. I'm all for peaceful protests, but where is the line?
Listen. They have announced they are coming. He is going to ban all the semi-autos and say we have mental problems and take our guns, which is not fair to most of us. It would be fair with Max. It's horrible the point we've gotten to here.
Here's what you do. Everybody should mimic what Benjamin Netanyahu did in the UN when he had the cartoon of the bomb and the big red marker. And he said, here's the line, and Iran can't cross this line. Okay, so now when you go to the TSA and you go through the airport, you take out a big cartoon of a cartoon version of a bomb or something with a big red marker. When he comes to touch you, you say, here's the line, you're crossing the line. Then everybody, hold up their Netanyahu poster and say, we're not going to cross the line. This is the line. You can't cross the line. And
how dare you say that weird men shouldn't be able to take your wife behind closed doors and rip her pants off and grab all of her?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, speaking of the last segment, we ain't seen nothing yet. All right, I want to move quicker through your calls here, but when we sit here looking at what's happening in our world, we just have to start saying no to the power structure. Netanyahu can stand up with an image of a bomb and he won't get in trouble. If you do, they'll probably execute you even though there's no law. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of stuff now where people are just such spectators, so weak, so soft. The government wolves and corporate wolves see that and they're going to take us down. And the country will collapse and the world will collapse. People become decadent slobs. And every time that happens, evil takes over. Things collapse. Things get tough again. People get tough again. And civilization comes back. This time the corrupt elite have robots and drones and bioweapons and they plan to just kill everybody. And I guess that's what the public wants, so they will murder you. But there are a lot of us, though, who don't like being self-propelled stomachs and who don't like just buying into every lie. And I guess we're the extremist bad guys. Listen, I want to commend everybody that's given so far to the InfoWars Money Bomb 2012, this once-a-year event, so we can get the satellite uplinks, launch the show, free-to-air out to more people, the TV show, and a lot of other things we want to get done around here. We've radically expanded our operations against the globalist, and it's really having a big effect. But I want to thank all of you that are calling and donating at 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all of you that are also donating online with PayPal or credit card at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can also donate by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and then sharing with your friends and family. Six people can sign in simultaneously with the same passcode. That's really six memberships a month for $5.95. It supports us. Every little bit counts when you buy ProPure water filters, Life Straw discounted at InfoWarsShop.com. If you give $100, you can get one of these T-shirts, the camouflage Money Bomb Liberty or Death shirts. We've got some really cool one-of-a-kind eBay auction things, like the Neiman microphone we used for about 5 years in here. It's up there on eBay. Sledgehammers I just used to go through the wall next door. We're expanding. All that is at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And it's just one more thing that helps us fund the operation. It's really been essential to what we've done so far. And I want to thank those in the last 4 years that donated to the Money Bomb. So thank you so much. We'll continue transmitting until 11 a.m. tomorrow, and I'll be back Sunday 4 to 6. Going back to your calls now for Max Kaiser, let's go to Jeff, and then we're going to go to Mike and Hillbilly and others. Jeff, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Kaiser. How you doing, man?
Good.
All right. Look, I got a comment for both of you, and then I got a question for Kaiser. You know, with all the craziness and monotony that's going on with what these globalists are trying to accomplish, you guys really know how to make me laugh. Alex, 2 weeks ago, you called that older woman who got her free Obama phone. I think you said she was a cross between Elmo, Oscar the Grouch, and the Cookie Monster. I was crying when you said that. I could not stop laughing. And then you said, after Obama gave us a phone, he's going to do more. I mean, dude, you really know how to draw out the humor out of that stuff.
Well, I tell you, it's all gallows humor. It's just me joking around because I'm really upset about this, and I would go crazy if I didn't make jokes about it. And a few days after we did that, somebody actually found Elmo being interviewed on a TV show, I think it's in Canada, and actually put the audio to it. So we're going to play that in a moment for people watching over at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Because it's free, folks, free video stream going till 11 a.m. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's good to have some local welfare. It's good to help people that are in trouble. But when it's federal and when it's designed to make people dependent, it creates nightmares like that. I want to get Max Kaiser's take on that and get your question for Max. But here is the Obama phone lady meets Elmo. Here it is.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you're on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
There you go. Max Kaiser, what do you say to that information? Max, seriously, you are an international TV host.
What's going on?
And then now once we get in this mode, it's not good. And don't give Obama any ideas. Please stop, sir. It's a family show.
Every time you vote, you get a little sensation. You know, it's give you a little...
Okay, uplifting. There you go. Now you're trying to do a comedy routine. Caller, do you have something serious to ask of Max?
Yes, I do. It's besides the enemy of the state article he did, which I found funny anyway. But I did want to say something seriously. One thing I do want to mention is that you were, Kaiser, on the phone the last time, on the last interview with him, and I guess your segment was up and it closed out, so I didn't get all the total stuff on it. But with this fiscal collapse coming and our American dollar being used worldwide as our currency as well, why do you believe this country is going to be the worst place hit as opposed to, let's say, in Europe, which you're going to be when this collapse happens? And how come you're not going to be, let's say, where James Wesley said the better place to be would be like the Northwest part of our country? How come you're going to be in Europe when this collapse happens?
Well, as I've said about the currency collapse and the fiat money around the world, the U.S. dollar is a world reserve currency, and all of the fiat money collapse, it will hold on to that and be one of the last to collapse. The British pound is teetering, which is looking bad. The Japanese yen is teetering. Because the dollar is reserve currency, I have said that it would, you know, be around longer for that reason.
The last to go, but when it goes, most of our experts, and I agree, it's going to go the hardest.
Now, as far as my personal location, I am here to cover the collapse in Britain, but I am ready to go anywhere that is where I'm needed. You know, I'm not anywhere in space for the duration of this collapse. I think if people are genuinely interested in truly insulating themselves from what's coming, they need to sort out their passport situation. There was a great story on Lou Rockwell today, which you can look it up, about how the State Department in the U.S. will effectively make it impossible for Americans to get any passport at all. They're introducing a questionnaire, which by the nature of the questionnaire, it's impossible to answer. They ask you things like, just ridiculous questions.
Oh, yeah, I had an article out of the Austin American Statesman from Sunday. I never covered it on air, guys. I tweeted a photo of it. I think it's out there in the stack. It's a regular paper. And it says, you know, should the government be asking how many times you bathe a week? And that's
right,
the news.
It says, who was the doctor that delivered you, and who name everyone in the operating theater when you were born? Questions like that are impossible.
No, but I'm saying now the census is yearly, and they're asking how much money do you have, when do you go to work, when do you bathe? I mean, the government is just, listen, you're talking about capital controls. The IRS is saying, if we say you hadn't paid us, you're not leaving the country. I mean, they really, I agree with you.
But they're not going to be able to leave the country in any case because you won't have a passport at all. I'm saying, if you read this article on Lou Rockwell today, it says you, as an American, will be unable to get a passport under any circumstances. They don't want anyone leaving at all for any reason.
No, that's what the TSA is about. And then they're going
to exactly.
And they're going to stop you at checkpoints and drag you off, and it'll just be, well, they had to drag off 20,000 people this month, and they'll have, like, fat people, you know, globalists in uniform just machine-gunning us. I mean, folks, we're going to be 20 times more evil than the Nazis.
Is there any inflation in the system? People say, no, there's no inflation. Look at how much it costs to buy a second passport. The cost of buying a second passport on Nevis St. Kitts is $220,000. And in the Republic of Dominica, it costs $100,000. The price just went up 20%. That's where the inflation is. The cost of buying your way out of the hellhole just went up 20%. That's inflation.
Well, we're going to dig that up, but I know that's been happening. But that's the thing, is that we sit here and make sick jokes about all this. This is really happening, and all the idiots that work for the system that are complying with this, you're helping manifest this. The public's to blame, too, but you're 10 times more to blame, 20 times more to blame.
If you can't get a passport right away, a second passport in another country, you know, you definitely need to open a bank account overseas, you know, one or two different territories. You need to internationalize your life. It doesn't mean that you are necessarily going to leave the United States right away, but you need to be able to pick up a bag and get out.
Well, they like the fact that, 20-something percent of Americans even have a passport, and now it's going to just be, it's a conspiracy theory. There is no country outside the U.S. because they already don't know where Syria and Libya is. They already think bin Laden's hiding in your wife's brassiere. I'm serious. They're going to say, breastfeeding never happened. You'll be arrested if you say that one on. Knowing how to tie your shoelaces will be rocket science level after all the fluoride. And saying there's a country outside the U.S., they're going to say it's a flat thing floating in space. I'm telling you, the public would believe that. I'm not joking. If they told them that the United States is a floating thing in pea soup, the general public would believe it. And if they told the general public to slit their throats, they would do it. They love it. They just want total tyranny. They want to be destroyed. They love it. They love it.
To the caller, I'm just saying, you need to diversify and internationalize and hedge yourself in a number of different
countries. Where's a good place? I mean, it's hard to get to because you got to have a lot of cashola, but what about Switzerland?
Well, exactly. It requires, but Switzerland actually has come under attack. You know, the Americas have attacked Switzerland since Union Bank of Switzerland, UBS, the biggest bank in Switzerland. They bought Payne Weber in Wall Street, my old firm. And as such, the various regulatory agencies in the U.S. have now entered Switzerland, and they've had all those private accounts open, wide open. So Switzerland is no longer a safe haven. It's not considered a safe haven in the U.S.
Let's jump to more calls. Here, and I do have that article now. They're printing it. But let's play this. I just don't want to make fun of the Obama phone lady. Let's remember Miss Teen USA 2007. This is the general public. In fact, this is the brainiac. This is Idiocracy that Mike Judge, of course, made a film about. This is the average person now that I talk to. I mean, our listeners obviously are informed and care. That's why you listen and check what we say. But remember, the general public, you wonder why they laugh at you when you warn them, because they literally do not know what planet they're on. Literally. Okay, people think it's like evil to even know how to talk now. Let's go ahead and play this. Here it is.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for ourselves.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Folks, I mean, I'm not joking. That a lot of people are like that, and they think it's cool. And I just can't imagine them during the collapse. They are going to literally, folks, if they tell the bureaucrats to line you and your family up and shoot you, they're going to do it because they like doing it. They like the power. I mean, I'm telling you, these bureaucrats will rip the flesh off your bones if they're told to. They hate this country, and they hate anyone who can think. I'm sorry, Max, I'm ranting a bit. Caller, I guess that answers your question. Let's go to Mike in New Hampshire and then Hillbilly and the others. Mike, you're on the air, light listening today during the evil money bomb. Go ahead, sir.
Fantastic. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm thrilled to be here. First, I'd like to tell you that I'd like to show you that your efforts, what they actually accomplish, the pebble in the pond. There's 350 million Americans. And if it wasn't for somebody sending me an email, there was a clip from American Dictators 1 week after the 7/7 bombings, I wouldn't be the guy that I am today. And I'll tell you who I am. I'm the crazy person that's chirping everything that I see off the show, that's talking about micronutrients, that's talking about the economy, that's talking about inflation, just right across the board. You know, when I mention something like fluoride, people will say, you know, they'll sit there and they'll, you know, they don't understand where it's coming from.
Typical Americans such as.
Yes, exactly. But what I'm not discouraged by it because I know that I'm planting seeds and I know that down the line, it's going to hit somebody upside the head like a brick and they're like, oh my God, Mike Turner was right. He knew what he was talking about. And Max Kaiser, I first ran into you on the, I think it was the Obama deception. Was it that or the fall of the Republic or both?
Republic, of course.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you, I watch your show now, and me and my guitarist, we both watch your show. Right off the bat, I sent it out on
Twitter. Sir, there's no such thing as guitar. No one can play an instrument. That's too advanced. Such as Americans, Obama phone, he going to do more?
I got an excellent guitarist that's my comrade in arms.
Next, you're going to tell me that mammals are supposed to breastfeed, please.
Well,
or that beef is supposed to eat grass. I mean, oh, ridiculous. I mean, come on.
I just want to let
or
you
that
know,
George
I,
Washington is a good guy. FEMA says he's bad.
Well, you know, I think I heard somewhere that he was a terrorist.
Well, that's what FEMA teaches. It must be true. I mean, they're not the bad guys saying the founder of the country's bad. They're the good guys.
Yeah, might is right, right? I mean, they have all the guns. That makes them right.
Well, they tell us they have all the guns and strut around all day bugging their eyes out at us. But
I've only got a couple of guns, and I'll use them if I have to.
Oh, how dare you.
Am I interrupting you guys?
No,
I'm sorry if I'm, interrupting.
Do you want an Obama phone?
Maybe you guys need a room or something.
Okay, go ahead, Kaiser. Thank you, sir, for the call. Kaiser,
yeah, okay.
Don't have fantasies here on air, please.
What's going on? I mean, I feel like I'm stuck in an elevator with two guys and you're going up somewhere and I'm trying to get... What's the question?
Okay, caller, did you have a question? He just wanted to watch my show.
That's great, man.
This is the old mean stockbroker coming up telling old lady, buy the stock, you wench. Listen,
give me your money, goddammit. What are you waiting for?
Okay, stop, Kaiser. This is out of control, okay? Let's not use the Lord's name in vain. That's bad luck. Now, listen. Sorry, Lord.
The Lord's a client of mine.
Stop it. Stop it right now. My point is, Kaiser, is that he just wanted to tell you he liked your show and you insulted him.
The star of Hawaii Five-O was my favorite actor, Jack Lord. That's who I'm referring to.
I don't even know what that means. Is that okay? Let's talk to Hillbilly. You're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing all right.
Sounds like it. Hey, listen, I'm a Prison Planet TV member, InfoWars team member, and I shop at InfoWars shop all the time. Great stuff. Thank you. Real quick, I heard you mention before you're looking for a ministry to support Michael Rood, R-O-O-D, Rood. He is on the fight against the New World Order, just like you. Great stuff. You might want to check it out. Second of all, have you ever heard of the Gerson Miracle?
It rings a small bell. What was it? Was that when Max Kaiser grew wings and flew around the room?
Well, no, it was actually a doctor named Maxwell Gerson that the elites poisoned, actually. He came up with a cure for cancer. His daughter is carrying on his work in Tijuana, Mexico, curing the cancer, and she claims she can cure any chronic disease.
Well, there are a lot of treatments that they block. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. We're going to calls here for Max Kaiser.
I want
to
say something.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring it back down to something serious here. We were talking about these countries, different countries. You're saying, oh, Switzerland or different. You know, the two countries that are bordering America right now, Canada and Mexico. Canada has become a fortress. If you've ever tried to go into Canada, it is extremely difficult to do so, and you can't move money back and forth out of Canada. People know this. But look, Mexico is becoming this way, too. You know, there's more pressure to keep Americans out of Mexico now than the other way around. Because Mexico, due to their huge oil position, et cetera, is becoming a state that is trying to keep Americans out. Within 5 or 6 years, you're going to see that whole wall between U.S. and Mexico there to keep Americans out of Mexico.
And by the way, Max, when you talk about this, it totally creeps me out because I know all the points you're saying are true. I have so much data on it, and it really is upsetting to be sitting here and seeing them just clamp down to steal everybody's wealth and property, and I don't even care about that. It's my family, and then I've sworn to try to defend this republic, and it's a new world order. There's nowhere to run, but man, I just hope the public knows we're not playing games here.
Yeah, no, I mean, the point is that if you think that what you're saying or what I'm saying is abstract in any sense or in the far horizon and is not immediate, look at what's happening to the two countries bordering America, Canada, and they got the huge pipeline. That's the as you cover on your show, that goes from Canada down to Mexico, and which is servicing actually, not America, but foreign entities. And that is opening up a very strong police presence that is not answerable to any of those three countries individually, but for them collectively. And that's where the U.S. loses its sovereignty. You are right in the kill zone, if you will, of that phenomenon, because that pipeline...
Oh, no. They're using pipelines and roads as multinational zones. The U.N., on record, says they've taken over Austin on their website.
Right, so
all the local towns. Yeah.
That's right there, right in your backyard. I mean, that's really happening now. And that should give people, listeners, the idea that this is not something we're talking about is in the fanciful future. This is happening now.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it is just crazy. I mean, it'd be better if the U.S. did collapse like the old Soviet Union because if they're able to keep this going, I mean, there's nothing they won't steal because the public are thumb-sucking, mindless jellyfish begging to be gang-raped by the government. I mean,
Well, the mathematics are horrible because going back 40 years, which was the beginning of the post-gold standard and the creation of derivatives, there's been this tug-of-war between GDP growth and debt creation. And for years, you've had this give and take. You've had periods of slowdowns and recessions where the debt had become overwhelming the GDP growth. And then you'd have these periods of growth to counteract that. But starting in 2007, and this is what makes this crisis different than any other crisis in American history before it, is that the debt now is so completely outrageously high as compared to any possible GDP growth scenario to grow America out of it, that it's quite disturbing. And I'll give you this interesting statistic. The amount of GDP growth needed to get America out of its current economic problems would require burning more barrels of oil than there are in the ground. In other words, you've got about a trillion barrels of oil that have been burned since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. There are, by some estimates, a trillion barrels left. If you were to burn 1 trillion barrels of oil, you would not generate enough GDP growth to generate the taxes required to pay the existing debt.
Yeah, and so they're going to, as Gerald Celente says, just go to pure prisons and giant death camps and people in black uniforms stomping around everywhere. I mean, it's just, it's hell itself being relieved. And then hopefully we got ahead of this and have exposed it enough where they're going to have trouble rolling it out. But we've got to fight them at every level and realize we have a bug-eyed, beady-eyed, criminal, evil government run by mega corporations with maniac heads and bankers who are
Let me ask you this. Going back to the American Revolution, only a third of the people living in America wanted the revolution.
It was 3% started it, and then 5% won it as actual combatants. About 10% support. It's less than a third.
So then you had like a third or so were sympathetic to the British, and the remainder were completely ambivalent.
Yeah, no, actually about 70%. It went back and forth, but you're right. Let me break it down, because it's been looked at. About half were Tories, and then about 90% of the others were just thumb-sucking on the fence, and it was really overall less than 10% that were against being total slaves.
All right, so you have my question then. You've got less than, you know, you only had a few percentage points of the population was actually for revolution, and you only had a few thousand men, because, you know, there was not really, you're just talking about men at that point, maybe, okay, a few women, who put that together. So now you flash forward to 2012. We're at a similar situation where we're not being occupied by the British, we're being occupied by bankers and global bankers, and there's 5 or 10 of the major banks, and they have us by the throat because they control the money, they control the interest rates, they control the debt, and this is well documented on your show. So are a sufficient number of people in the U.S. right now that are alive and breathing, and are they coming together to do what needs to be done? Because under the Constitution, it says quite clearly that if tyrants take over the government, it's the constitutional responsibility of the people to take back the government.
It's not a right, it's a duty, and that's in the Declaration of Independence as well.
That's right. It's codified in the Second Amendment. I'm not going to get into more detail than that, but that's where you find it. Is there going to be some kind of attempt to stage a new declaration?
Here's the problem. The guys back then were not in Arizona running drones, killing people and getting medals for it. They had been in constant vicious wars with tomahawks hacking each other up. Both sides used those and were actually very intelligent, informed, vicious killers. I'm just saying the men are not like that today. No,
they were battle ready. They had already spent years enduring, you know, going back to the Pilgrims, an extremely rough time in establishing this country. So they were rough and ready, and they took on what they needed to be done. So you're saying that doesn't exist. You've had too many years of the soft kill, as you say, the media, the drugs, et cetera. You just don't have the necessary critical mass to stage the proper
Take the founders. They lost almost every battle the first 5 years. They never gave up. It was the resistance that was unstoppable. It was the fact that they were like piranhas. I mean, you know, they would drag with their shoes falling off, literally with blood behind them, you know, 100 miles,
Alex,
giant cannons.
Alex, do I need to come to Austin?
Oh, we'd love to have you here in Austin.
Do I need to come to Austin? Do we need to get serious and stage the revolution from Austin?
You know, Max, if you were serious about that, they'll come kill you today. No, the point is we are staging the revolution.
It's give me liberty or give me death. Let's get it on.
I think they'd call it victory or death. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.